It's September 20th, 2023, and these are your headlines. Resolutions supporting the censure of House Speaker Dade Phelan are moving through local county parties, especially in light of his support of the impeachment sham against Attorney General Ken Paxton that resulted in a full acquittal this past Saturday. Now, let's define some terms. First things first, what exactly is a censure resolution? What does it mean? What does it do? Essentially, county parties can pass resolutions condemning elected officials that violate three or more core principles of the Republican Party. At its core, it acts as a statement of disapproval with the Republican officeholder by the grassroots of the party. And it can be pretty powerful. Former Speaker Joe Straus was censured by many county parties across the state, ultimately forcing him to retire from the legislature back in 2017. And changes to the Republican Party of Texas's rules have made censures even more significant, especially when they make their way up to the State Republican Executive Committee. That's the governing body of the Texas GOP. If an officeholder is censured by the state party, not only are they prohibited from spending funds to help get that person elected, but they can actually spend money educating voters in the district on why they were censured. This can be very powerful. The only person so far who has been censured in this way is Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who was censured earlier this year. In June, the Orange County GOP, which makes up the largest voting share of Speaker Dade Phelan's House district, passed a resolution censuring him and taking aim at his appointment of Democrats to committee chairs in the House, despite the Texas GOP specifically urging against the practice and their legislative priorities. Additionally, the censure resolution condemned Phelan for his role in killing border security legislation, as well as his work against passing school choice. Now, you have county parties across the state passing their own resolutions to support the one passed in Dade's district. Smith County, Travis County, Dallas County, Harris County, Tarrant County all have joined in to support this effort, especially in just the last few days. The SREC meets this weekend. And Speaker Phelan doesn't seem to be in a good position. Recent polling has revealed Phelan's popularity has plummeted in his district following the most recent legislative session. And that's before the impeachment debacle we've watched over the past couple weeks. He's also facing calls from some Republican lawmakers to step down when they reconvene next month for a special session on school choice. And at the same time, he's been taking barbs from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's pointed out the terrible situation he helped place members in by championing that sham impeachment of Ken Paxton. Needless to say, this isn't a great position for a Speaker of the House to be in. And what happens over the next few weeks could determine his political future. After it was reported that Texas leads the nation in challenging explicit books, the Harris County Commissioner's Court approved a resolution to turn the Harris County Public Libraries into a so-called book sanctuary. According to their resolution, becoming a book sanctuary is meant to combat censorship, defend the freedom to speak, think, and read, and foster a discussion about challenged and diverse books to promote understanding and mutual respect. Give me a break. Predictably, the left has attempted to turn this issue into a free speech issue, but of course anyone who has spent any time looking into these so-called challenge books, whether it's on TexasScorecard.com or you're a parent in a school district that is providing these, then you know this battle has nothing to do with the freedom of speech and everything to do with providing pornographic material to minors. Legislation passed this year by the Texas legislature prohibits school libraries from housing sexually explicit, vulgar, or educationally unsuitable material. That law was set to go into effect on September 1st, but it has been held up in federal court. Last story, Galileo Church in Fort Worth has launched a nonprofit organization to pay for families and children to travel out of state to receive gender mutilation surgeries, cross-sex hormones, and puberty blockers. The North Texas Transportation Network allows individuals from 19 counties within the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to apply. Applicants, families, donors, and steering committee members are also not required to have any sort of religious participation or belief. The church says they see child gender mutilative surgeries and procedures as healthcare and believes healthcare is a human right, and withholding necessary care from trans kids is a state-sponsored cruelty, end quote. Texas Family Project President Brady Gray said it best. He told Texas Scorecard, Any church that would support the destruction of a child made in the image of God is no church at all. I wholeheartedly agree. You can see more of the latest news of the day at TexasScorecard.com.
No ads, no paywalls, no government grants, and no corporate masters. Just real news for real Texans. This is Texas Scorecard.